Good morning, everyone. I'm out taking what is a way chillier walk than I anticipated. It seemed like it was so much warmer when I was watching the news to see if I could go outside. I think it's because it's cloudy and there's a slight breeze. Most days when I'm walking and it's like, it's almost 60 degrees, but it feels chilly. And then sometimes I'll walk out here, it's 45 and it feels good. So, but that'll be sunny. So anyway, I am not walking far. I was going to talk to you guys today about what I do when I don't feel good. And you have a day planned and you have all the things and whatnot. So I think I kind of have like the perfect storm of I haven't slept well in a few days. Just hormones, let's just say it. Like, I have been hot as fuck at night, kicking covers off. We've had the window wide ass open, all the things. So anybody in their 40s or plus, feel me on that one. I also have had some sinus issues. I don't know if you guys have heard me, but I've kind of been slightly mentioning and complaining a little bit about sinuses. Well, the last 2 days, I have had a wicked headache, just like a pounding headache. And so I just been taking, you know, stuff for it and whatnot. But I'm also getting ready to start my period. So it's could be the sinuses, but I'm pretty sure the headache. I have, when my hormones kick up, I get like all these rando symptoms. And so this morning I was like, okay, we're for sure only going to walk and get some fresh air today. That's like the first thing, you know, like when we think about what's in our control, I think sometimes what happens is when you guys get sick or something happens, it's real easy to think, oh, this is going to jack up my day, or this is going to like screw up my weight loss, or I was just getting some momentum. Like, whenever, I want you guys to think about this, and this is going into the self-sabotage program, which, good news, I finished the workbook yesterday, so I got that done. Our brains are wired to be on the hunt for threat and danger. That is just a primitive wiring. That's not because we're broken or something's going wrong with us. The brain's job is to always be on the hunt for what's going wrong. You know, when we lived in caves and we lived on homesteads and all that kind of stuff, that was a very useful thing for our brain to be doing for us. The problem is we live in the modern day where we're not surviving all the time. We're not under constant threat. You're not going to walk outside and a puma come running up out of the bushes at you and get you. You don't have to worry about stuff like that. But because we don't have actual threats, we have what we call emotional threats. So the modern day brain is trying to compensate. So it looks around and it's like, what? You don't feel good today? What about that long ass list of shit? What about so-and-so? You promised them and you know you started a diet. This is just going to hose you because every time you start your diet and you get sick and you get your period, you always overeat. Your brain freaks out because it needs to survive. And it's going to be looking for things to try to survive around. Now, that's the automatic response. The good news is that because we do live in the modern day and age, we actually get to recognize that this happens. You know, there's a lot of people will be like, well, if that's what's going to happen, I guess I'm just hosed. It's like, no, you know that that's going to happen. So you have to override that primitive response. That'd be like me saying, there's a hot guy. My primitive response is I get horny when I see him. I better go hump his leg. Like, we ain't dogs. We can control our impulses. So like when you have those first line reactions to like, this is a threat to my survival, you have to manage it and you have to override it with your thinking. And this is really important because a lot of you wonder why you stay jacked up all the time. If your body has a lot of adrenaline and cortisol and stuff pulsing through it all the time because of a mismanaged mind. Yeah, let me just tell you, at night, it's It's going to be fucking hard to turn down wine and donuts and cereal and ice cream and pizza and chips. I don't know why Siri always thinks whenever I say shit like that, that I'm talking to her. So you have to be really cognizant of what you're thinking about during the day and what you're allowing yourself to make it be a big fucking problem when it's literally, all right, I don't feel good today. What do you need to do about it? What needs to change today? What needs to happen? How am I going to stay calm through this? Where's my brain trying to run wild? That's not going to happen. Like, what are we doing about it? Your brain loves to think about all the things you can't do and all the things that will get screwed up. What your brain doesn't love to do is automatically go to, hey, how are we going to solve this? This is probably just something we can just figure out with a little time and attention. But you have to do that yourself. And you can't be lazy about not doing that. You can't afford, if you want to lose weight and you want a better life, you can't afford to sit around and wish your brain did that. It's never going to happen. You're going to die at 95 years old and your brain's still going to be freaking out. So get over that. This is just how it is. And so if that's just how it is, then just get started with it. That's the easiest way to do it. So it's just really important. You know, I'm going to be teaching you a lot next month about journaling. Journaling is not so that you can unearth the shit show of your mind. Journaling is about figuring out, all right, what am I thinking about today? Is this useful? If it's not, what could be more useful? And boom, I have some useful thoughts to start my day. The rest of the day, at least my brain knows some useful shit to think about. And I've given it some direction instead of just like, I just hope shit changes today. You know, every day just seems like it's just out of my control. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Like, if you want control, you got to take control. It doesn't just come upon you like freaking fairy dust. It just doesn't. So I get up this morning, I feel like ass. I felt like ass yesterday and I had stuff I had to do. And I was like, all right, we're going to do these things. And I went through my day and I was like, okay, what is in my control? What is something that I can do? And I had to give up my call last night. And I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this for 12 freaking years with you guys. And I can count on two hands the number of times I've had to drop a call, at least for sick. Now, I've had a couple times I've had to rearrange a call because one time I was stuck in an airport for 12 hours because all of the Southwest airline computers shut down and I couldn't get on the internet. I had one time, I believe I was traveling again. I don't even remember what that one was about, but I remember two different times having to cancel calls. Oh, I was like, I couldn't get the internet to work at a hotel that I was in and I had planned to do the call. So I rarely call out and I will tell you why. When I was a kid, like my mom never called out sick and she beat it into my brother and I. You did not call out sick unless you were dying. To this day, I think I still hear Mammy in the back of my voice putting the fear of God in me. Like, you know, we don't call out unless we're bleeding out the eyeballs. So anyway, oh, sorry. Bug just flew right into my eyelashes. Yesterday, I had the most wicked headache. I couldn't even concentrate. I mean, it was like all I could do to concentrate on what I was concentrating on. And I thought, there is no way. Like, I just asked myself, I could show up, I could do a call. Like, I knew I could physically do it. But I had to ask myself, is this the best version of me? Is, like, the people struggling with urges and drinking, do they need the half-assed version of me? Or should I be putting in a coach who's, like, at 100% capacity right now? And so when I thought about it like that, guess what? I didn't feel guilty, and I didn't feel bad, and I didn't feel all those things. I will promise you, there are people who are let down right now. There are people sitting around going, it always needs to be Corinne every single time. Just saying, that's what I pay for. I know there are, and I feel you. Like, I agree. If I could be there 100% of the time, we're in total agreement. But my brain can go to, I let people down, or my brain can go to, I put in a player when I was going to be the, like, I wasn't even the B team. I was like practice squad coming in football. Nobody needs practice squad. So it's like you think about like when you're not feeling good and stuff, like what I do on days that I don't feel good is I get honest with myself. I don't lie to myself. I don't make myself feel bad. You know, if you already physically feel bad, why the fuck are you taking it as an opportunity to add on emotional suffering? That's crazy. Emotional suffering is your choice. If you physically feel bad, probably not your choice. Emotional suffering, 100% on you. If you want to sit there and you want to do all that stuff yourself, just admit the only reason why I feel extra bad today is because of what I am choosing to think. Be in that space because that's honest. But don't sit there and say, but I am letting people down. It's like, no, you're not. Never a useful thought. I don't care if they come up and they say, hey, do you know you let me down? You know what your thought could be? I feel bad for them. That's it. You don't have to be like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm a terrible person. You don't have to go into agreeance mode. You could just be like, I feel bad for you. Yeah, I can see why you feel that way. You can agree with their pain rather than agreeing that you are a pain. So basically my plan for today is I like to, when I don't feel good, if I can, I try to get fresh air. I'm just going to tell you guys, fresh air is, I don't know if you haven't noticed this month, is big time good medicine for me. It helps with my attitude a little bit. Just breathing some fresh air makes me feel better. So if I can get it, I make time for it. I won't be out here very long. When I don't feel good, I don't push myself physically. You know, I do like to work out and stuff, but I have had my days where I have pushed myself physically and it just delays me on feeling better. And so I've learned that lesson over time. And I would much rather get to the business of feeling better than to like, because I think that I've had periods where I was afraid to not work out, thinking, ooh, if you don't work out and you're sick and if you have to, like, you know, what if you're hungry? Like, I've had all that diet mentality and I've worked through it. And the easiest way to work through it is to sometimes be sick and not work out and realize, oh, we don't break out in fat because we didn't work out. You know when we break out in fat? When we break out a pizza over it. That's what happens. You know, and it's just like a lot of honesty and meeting myself where I'm at. So I'll walk today. I have stuff on my schedule. I went through it this morning and I rearranged everything to do a lot. Like, so next week I was actually going to be doing some more of the studying for some of our upcoming projects. I'm moving that to today and tomorrow. And moving some of the more, what I would call like where I have to be in creation mode and like where I have to like pay attention mode stuff, I'm moving it over just so that like, what I don't want to do is work really painfully and slowly through it and jack shit up. I don't like doing work twice. So there you go. And that's basically it. And I just get a lot of water and a lot of sleep. I will tell y'all a funny story. So y'all know Logan's at home. Eating our house like it's a fucking gingerbread house. I'm just waiting to come downstairs and see that he's chewed through a chair at this point. Because the child can eat. I've never seen anything like it. It's amazing to me. But I also watch him. And he eats standing up. He takes a bite. This is literally what my child does. He stands at the counter when he pulls it out of the microwave. And that's his place setting. And he takes a bite and he makes a lap through the living room while he chews. And he listens to like whatever YouTube video he's listening to or whatever. Comes back, takes another bite, makes another lap. I swear to God, Chris is going to get him we're either getting him a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or something. I can't remember what. Because they're starting to learn how to run. I was like, I used to think he only took 10,000 steps a day. I'm almost believing he's taking like 20,000 a day. Last night, I didn't think I was ever going to go to sleep because all I heard was his ball fucking bouncing. I bet he bounced his ball and walked through the house for at least an hour and a half. And I am not joking. I thought, if he don't go to bed, I'm going to freak out. Like, he's got to go to bed. He's just down there bouncing that ball, talking to himself, having a large party. You know, it's like everything but a posse had come over. So anyway, he's like eating. We ate all my food. Like, all of it. I was supposed to have food through Sunday. I had nothing by lunchtime yesterday. I mean, I could have opened up a container of sour cream and went to town. There is some oatmeal. But, I mean, it was just like, what the fuck? So, I'm like, Chris, you're going to have to order us dinner tonight. Like, you're going to have to call Brother Burger and have it delivered. You know, because we're all, like, not going anywhere. He's like, okay. So, he ordered me my favorite chicken salad. Son of a bitch if it doesn't come with fried chicken on it. Y'all, I have not ate fried chicken in forever. I mean, I'll eat some fried chicken livers. But I haven't ate fried chicken in forever. It was so pissed and terrified that I would shit myself if I ate it because I don't eat fried food that much. So Logan says, he opens it. He's like, oh, a fried chicken salad. Well, if mama doesn't want it, I'll eat it. He ate his burger and fries plus half of my fried chicken salad. And so I was like, well, I guess I can have cereal or something. I don't know. I had some cereal. I had some Weight Watcher pizzas. And you know, like when you're in the mood and you don't want something? I was like really looking forward to this chicken salad because I really wanted some vegetables. When he finished, I was like, I'm going to eat this damn chicken salad. Like, I was like seriously in such the shitter about this. Like, I was having the largest fit in my brain about how unfair it was. How they screwed up. We should never go back. Like, in my brain, this, like, talk about emotional suffering. I was in it. Like, I was not feeling good. All I wanted was a fucking chicken salad. And Logan had ate all my food. And they've screwed me. And, like, I don't think I thought they did it on purpose. But I wouldn't be surprised if that thought wasn't in there somewhere. So, I go back downstairs. I'm trying to decide, by the way, watch your pizza. Or what am I going to do? And I noticed he didn't eat all of it. I was like, I'm going to eat that damn chicken salad. I ate it so angry. Just angry. And then I was sitting there as I was eating it. I was like, whoa, this fried chicken's not that bad. I was like, whoa, this tastes like Granny's fried chicken. And then all of a sudden, I thought, you're going to get diarrhea. You know you're going to get diarrhea. Like, I was a mess. Like, a mess. So, I ate most of it. I left some of the fried chicken behind. I, so far, I've not had diarrhea this morning. I will say things were healthy, but I haven't shit my pants, which has happened numerous times in my life whenever I've had food that, like, doesn't necessarily agree with me. I'm just like my niece. I eat something. I literally have been on walks like this and crap my pants before I could get home. So, I don't think that's going to happen. It's a good thing because I'm kind of far from the house by now, but I just implore all of you, when you don't feel good, the best thing that you can do for yourself is to remind yourself you're going to have a lot of thinking, a lot of it's optional. Decide how to meet yourself where you're at, and then all the other thoughts that are like judgment and the way it should be and who you're pissed at and who's screwing you on a fried chicken salad and all this other stuff, just take it all in and let it all go. Just sort it out. So that's basically what I do. I just don't push myself and I don't have crazy ass expectations, but I also don't cave to it either. Like, I don't sit there and throw a baby fit that I can't do things because of it. And I don't, like, you know, I don't do all or nothing. Like, I won't sit there and be like, well, because I don't feel good and I can't do my perfect plan that I had for the day, that means I have to, like, be a complete shit show over here. It's like, I don't do that either. There's always middle ground. One of the tools I'm going to teach you inside of self-sabotage next month is you know how y'all always ask me, well, how do you just do something when you don't want to? Well, one of the tools I'm going to be teaching you is one called, can I just? And I think using those three words when you need to, like, revamp your day or do something, and you can ask yourself, well, for today, can I just do these things? Then what it does is it primes the pump. It gives you like a little bit of a win and gets you started. And it, once your brain gets a little dopamine hit from doing something, it either just basically rewards you for doing it, or secondarily, it motivates you and gets you into momentum to kind of keep going. So it's very helpful. That I hope y'all love self-sabotage. I've loved writing it, so it'll be good. And we will be starting that on May 1st. And then there will be videos and a workbook. There's all kinds of stuff going into it. So we'll have calls around it next month and all the goodies. Let's see what you guys... Oh, and if you are doing No BS or you're newer and you are watching this video and you're like, oh, I missed it when y'all live rolled it out, or like I'm doing No BS and I don't know if I want to layer something in, it's going into the bonus course archive. So once we finish the month, it'll be in there and you can retake it at any time, or you can take it whenever you need it. Let's see. I don't know if y'all have anything. My mama's here. Happy Friday. Don't you love kids? My son is 6'5", 280-pound football player. He is home from college and eating me out of house and home. Oh, my God. I know. And Logan is like 5'6", weighs about 125 pounds, and he's probably eating as much as your son. I've never seen anything like it. My great-grandfather used to say, I think you've got a tapeworm. And I'm looking at Logan like, something's down in there. It's like an incinerator is going on down in there, because whatever goes in just whoosh, turns to ashes immediately. I know, I get so pissed when they mess up my food. Okay, guys, that's it. It looks like y'all don't have any questions this morning. So I'll get out of here. I will be on for Q&A in the morning. Y'all can hear the sinuses. It's like, ugh, this time of year, I'm always like this. I'll see y'all for Q&A here in the Facebook. That will be our get together tomorrow. And then that's it. Y'all have a great day, all the things. And just keep on trucking, y'all. We're doing good. I'm so proud of y'all. Like, it's amazing all the like stuff y'all are accomplishing. A lot of you are figuring out some of your overeating patterns. You're really like, you know, not giving up on your journaling. You're really paying attention to your hunger skills. Nothing like being at home for a long time to like be around all your tempting foods and all that kind of stuff to really make you notice a lot of the things you crave, a lot of the things you want, stuff you may want to start including on your plans, how to practice eating more in control. Like, you just get so much practice during this time. It's unreal. So make sure you're using it and that you're not just sitting around shaming yourself because you're not doing it perfect. It's not about the perfection. It's about the noticing and looking for it. And we'll talk more about that next month too. So, all right, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.